Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Manifestation by Bodhisattva. And this is my first ever review from the Central African Republic. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Manifestation by Bodhisattva was released on June 17, 2022 under Batakari. It has 31 tracks, which is 2 hours and 2 minutes of runtime. And get this, it features 41 different acts on there. Damn. After having the chance to hear a few songs from this album beforehand, such as the banger Kilulu with Spilulu, Keisha and H Baraka, I knew there was a lot to expect from this project. The guitar work throughout the album captures the true love affair that the motherland has with the instrument, regardless of which place you are in. One of the highlights on Manifestation is the inclusion of Burna Boy's backing vocalist at that Madison Square Garden concert that he sold out, Christina Matovu. What a voice. What Bodhisattva manages to do on Manifestation is connect many worlds of Africa and beyond on one musical canvas, and that's not easy to do. Think of the different styles, languages, musical tastes, and more. He also manages to find some rare gems in very talented people that might not always have the biggest profiles, but then they add huge personality to the songs. To me, that tells us that Bodhisattva is music first, because he could totally pack his projects with only high-profile names. I mean, he already has some powerhouses on Manifestation like Jay Something from the group Mikasa, Stormboy, Raheem Devon, Bilal, Keisha, Pretty Show, and more. But he still gives the floor to some hidden jewels, and that's great for expanding the palette. What I love about the music on Manifestation in general is that even without understanding much of what is being sung on some songs, from a vibe and feeling perspective, you can play this music wherever and it will still bang. That's the beauty of his niche, ancestral soul. Interestingly, he dabbles in much more on Manifestation. Deep house, tribal house, Rumba, Ndombolo fusion, Kuduro, Afro dancehall, reggae, and of course his classic neo-soul fusion into house and some eclectic takes on dance vibes. It's all there. And special mention for the song Sakalo with Mr. Lou and Davi Lorenzo. It's majestic. But to be fair to Bodhisattva, there are a good 20 plus songs on this album that could occupy that territory based on your taste. Manifestation by Bodhisattva is definitely worth a listen, and house fans in general have hits for days to pick out. I score this album a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.